Good morning. Hey, one more time. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's fantastic. You know, I love the worship. Thank you, Matthew. Matthew has such a unique voice. I never heard him sing before. He sings so high. You know, so good. And Jun Kiat, wow, I amazed. You can do all the different announcements. You know? That's the part that I always do badly. And do you hear Emma's prayer just now? Emma says, "May your face and your heads be lifted. Face be lifted." No wonder we are attracting so much lady to come to our church. Amen, right? Because God wants to give you a face lift, not only your head lifted. So, thanks. At least now I know what you're thinking, you know, your whole life. Amen. So I just want to welcome you. If you're new here in our church, I am so glad that you have taken the time to be here. Would you just turn to your neighbor on your left and your right? Those of us watching us on the screen, just turn to your neighbor on your left and your right. Say, "Welcome to Hope Singapore." Come on, tell them, "Welcome to Hope Singapore. Welcome to Hope Singapore." Praise God. 2 weeks ago, there'll be a story. 2 weeks ago, Pastor Claudia and I, we went to visit this gentleman. His name is Timothy Kong. If you can just show the picture. Those of you who know him, he's a legend in our church. He has been around in our church for a long time. And he had contracted stroke, so he's recovering in the nursing home. So when Pastor Claudia and I, we went to see him, the first thing he saw us, he was so excited. Those of you who know him, he talks very loudly, you know, because he was in a room of six. "Hey, oh, Pastor Jeff," he was so excited, so happy, you know. And then the conversation continued, but partway during the conversation, he began to cry quite loudly. Oh, thank God, because the other five, you know, they are just lying in bed, and I think they were in different state of illness. They couldn't really hear. He began to cry. He said, "I cannot go to the conference. I cannot go to the conference." Then Claudia and I, we were there. We were like, "Wow, I'm so..." It's like a little child, you know what I'm saying? Like, "Oh, I cannot go to the zoo. I cannot go to the..." He was crying. Said, okay. Then he said, "You promised me one thing. You promised me to get the camp t-shirt. You must get me a camp t-shirt." I said, "What size you wear?" He said, "Any size." Okay, I'll bring you the whatever size, you know. I bring you all the whatever merchandise I can. I told Chiham, whatever merchandise we can find, we're going to give to you. So I'm just so moved, you know, even in his illness, his heart to want to gather together as a spiritual family to worship God and to fellowship and to hear the word of God together. So Timothy cried because he couldn't come to the conference. So please don't make me cry by not signing up for the conference, all right? So please sign up for the conference. So one more time, turn to your neighbor on your left and right. Please sign up for conference. Come on, please sign up for conference. Amen. The focus for this year is the Jesus way. Everybody say it together with me. Say, "The Jesus way." You can say it 1,000 times louder. The Jesus way. And one of the reminder from the Jesus way is to remember God's vision and mission for our church. What is God's vision for our church? God's vision for our church is to fulfill the Great Commission. It's to fulfill the Great Commission. That's a picture of a preferred future. The future that God has given to us. Not Pastor Jeff's vision, not any leader's vision. God's vision is to fulfill the Great Commission. Now, what is our mission? What is mission? Mission is what we do on a daily basis to fulfill the vision. What do we do? Three things. Love neighbors. Come on, help me. Make disciples. Plant churches. Plant churches. So to plant New Life Group, to plant churches, is a core part of our mission. So on that note, we are going to kickstart a two-part series focusing on global missions. This sermon series is entitled "To the Ends of the Earth." Let's pray together, shall we? Father, we love you. We need you. Father, to all the people who are listening this broadcast anywhere in the different centers and right here in NEC, open up our eyes that will begin to see, our ears that we will listen, and our hearts that will begin to perceive what you want to do in our day and time. We love you. We honor you. Holy Spirit, have your reign in this place. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Now imagine if I were to take you out for a meal. And because I'm cheapskate, I'm going to choose what we eat because some of you got expensive taste. For example, I'm going to take you out for char kway teow. How many here love char kway teow? Come on, lift up your hand. Char kway teow, char kway teow, char kway teow. All right, if you love char kway teow, imagine I were to bring you to a char kway teow place and char kway teow is served this way. Let's flash the picture, please.
kind of like
cocktail glass, a bit unusual. Now, how many of you like chicken rice? Chicken rice, you know, Hainan Ren? Hainan Nang Ubo? Hainanese? Then don't put out your hand, okay? The real Hainanese, like me, okay? Only my wife, my only supporter, okay? Oh, you also? Okay. So, Hainanese. So, I'm going to bring you out for chicken rice because I'm a Hainanese. I'm going to bring you to this place in Serangoon, Little India area. And it is served this way. It's kind of a bit unusual, right? Chicken rice served on banana leaf. Now, how about pasta? You see, I ask a student, a lot of them like pasta. How many like pasta? I know you like your pasta, but pasta. Oh, not many. All the lao kok like Chinese food. Okay. All the uncle, auntie here like Chinese food. All the young people, wow, pasta, chicken, pasta, yeah. Okay, imagine pasta served this way. Pretty unusual, right? Now, how about if we like Japanese food? I'm not Japanese food. Okay, Japanese food. Imagine Japanese food served this way. In a pizza box. See, the food may be good, but the way they are being served is culturally off. Similarly, similarly, the gospel is the good news. Make no mistake about that. The gospel is the good news, but we need to present it in ways that are culturally appropriate and meaningful to the people. The gospel is good news. For all tongues, all tribes. But we need to present it in a way that is meaningful, that's appropriate, that's understandable to the people we are reaching out to. So to make disciples of all nations, to preach the gospel and to teach God's truth to all ethnic groups, we have to cross culture. If we are serious about it, 不要只是讲讲而已. If you are serious about fulfilling the Great Commission, if you are serious about preaching the gospel to the ends of the earth, not just as a vision statement, but something that we live out, if we really want to teach God's truth to all ethnic groups, we have to cross culture. So today, allow me to bring you to the passage in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verses 19 through to 27. This is written by the Apostle Paul to the church in Corinth. Let me read to you verses 19 to 23, and then 24 to 27, we're all going to read together in full voice. Let me read to you. Listen to the reading of God's word. The Bible says, Paul wrote, "Though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew. To win the Jews, to those under the law, I became like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law." Verse 21. "To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law." Verse 22. "To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so that by all possible means, I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessing." Now, verse 24 to verse 27. Everybody, let's read together, shall we? "Do you not know that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize. Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever." Verse 26, everybody. "Therefore, I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, what do? I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." You want to talk to us about Christ's call to cross culture? What does it mean to cross culture? What does it mean to embrace Christ's call to cross culture? How do we cross culture? How do we reach people from a different culture right here in Singapore as well as globally? How do we do that? Let's learn from the Bible. Let's learn from the Apostle Paul. Three things I'd like to highlight to you. Number one, to cross culture, number one, we must learn to give up our rights. We must learn to give up our rights. Now, let's begin with verse 19. In this chunk of scripture, Paul begins with this statement. He said this, "Though I am free..." He's in Christ, whom the Lord has set free. He is free indeed. He said, "Though I am free and I belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. So Paul stated that though he was free, he chose to be a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. Basically, he's saying this, I'm free. I belong to Christ. I'm not obligated to any one of you, but I have made myself a slave to everyone so that I can bring people to faith in Christ, to win them to Christ, to help those who do not yet know Jesus to come to a place where they are able to name Jesus as their Lord and Savior, and to also help those who are already in Christ to become more like Christ and to obey Christ by fulfilling the Great Commission. So that's Paul's heartbeat. He said, that's what I do. Verse 19. And then the next three verses. 19, I'm free, belong to no one. I make myself a slave to everyone. 19 to 20. He listed four groups of people that he intentionally enslaved himself to. Let's go through the scripture together. The first group are the Jews. He said in verse 28, he said, to the Jews, I became like a Jew. Even though Paul at this point in time is no longer bound by the Jewish obligation because now he's found in Christ, but he willingly followed the Jewish practice in the food that they eat, the way that they pray, the clothes that they wear. He enslaved himself to behave like a Jew. And then the next group he stated are those under the law. Verse 20b, to those under the law, I became like one under the law. Who are these people? This is the group that regard the Torah, the first five books, as the way to salvation. I become like those living under the law. And then the third group, he talks about those not having the law. Verse 21, to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law. Who are these people? These are the Gentiles. These are the people who do not practice the Jewish law and custom. I become like them. And then the last group, in verse 22, he said this, to the weak, I became weak. And this group likely refers to the Christian who have a kind of weak conscience, kind of legalistic, because if you read the Bible, this is 1 Corinthians chapter 9, if you read the previous chapter, you realize that Paul addressed these people who cannot take the fact that people eat food that are sacrificed to idols. They have weaker conscience. So Paul says, to the weak, I became like weak. He said all these things, but if you just, one interesting note, right? The first three groups, watch. The Jews, under the law, not under the law. First three groups, he said this, I become like them. To the Jews, I become like the Jews. Those under the law, like the one under the law. The one not under the law, I become like the one not under the law. What he's talking about? He's talking about external adaptation. He's talking about adopting cultures, adopting customs. I become like them. But the last group, right, to the weak, like if you read the Bible, he says, I become weak. He didn't say, I become like weak. So he moved from external adaptation to internal identification. Because why? Because weakness is a shared human reality. You feel weak. I also feel weak. Well, either it is external adaptation or internal identification. The point that Paul is making is this. Paul lay aside his personal rights and preferences in order to identify to those that he was reaching out. That's important. Give up my rights. Now, turn to your neighbor on your left and right. Tell them, give up our rights. Come on, tell them this. Give up our rights. Give up our rights. Now, let me say two more things to kind of give us a fuller understanding. What does it mean by giving up our rights, right? The Bible is teaching us here to contextualize, not compromise, all right? What is contextualize? To contextualize means we are rooted in truth while reaching in culture. That's important. Because some of us, we read this, give up our rights. So, Pastor, are you saying, is the Bible teaching us that in order to reach out to people who gamble, then I also go and join them in casino, go and gamble together. Then in between, we talk, hey, you gamble, I also gamble. You know, actually, there's a better gamble. Gamble your life in Christ. Is the Bible saying that? Or to reach out to people who smoke, right, then I also go and join them in their little box. I'll sit down there. Can you see the smoke, like Holy Spirit, you know, like that? No. So Bible is talking, not talking about compromising, it's talking about contextualization. So Paul says, I contextualize. To the Jews, I become like a Jew. They, you know, I'm free right now, but because to reach out to the Jew, right, actually now I'm a Christian. Paul says I can pray like that. But to reach out to the Jew, maybe I got to go to the Wailing Wall and just, you know, keep shaking, just to kind of make them feel more comfortable. Even though I grew up as a Jew, I've never eaten pork my entire life. But because now I want to reach out to Gentile, you know, every dish is pork, a soba, some chamba, all the tuba. I eat, I want to vomit because I'm not used to the taste. But because I want to reach out to them, so I like, good or not? Very interesting, you know, kind of like, but. So he does that. Contextualization, not compromise. So that's one thing. Now, to wrap it up, what does giving up our rights? To put it in a phrase, right, basically the Bible is saying this: choose love over rights. Choose love over rights. Choose love. Love is the highest level. Choose love over rights. Now again, let me give you an example to kind of concretize this point. Many years ago, I was asked to teach a cross-cultural class in Thailand. So in my class, there are a lot of people attending, but two distinct groups. There's a group of Europeans from, I remember, Sweden, Germany, Norway. Then there's another group, the local Thais. So they're all there. So all of us know that the Bible says it is okay to drink, but don't get drunk. Because when you get drunk, you lose control. It's okay to drink, but don't get drunk, right? The Bible says this. And those of you would also know that Europeans love to drink. Right, every meal they drink, red wine, white wine, whatever other color, purple, green, if they have, they will drink. They love wine. They drink beer. Right? If you go to Australia, beer is cheaper than Coke sometimes, just drink. So they keep drinking. Where else in the Thai culture, alcohol has a bad rap. Alcohol is linked to family violence. Alcohol is linked to a man getting drunk and then they fight. Alcohol is linked to drink driving. So most Thai Christian, they will never drink. They will not go near beer, not with a 10-foot pole. So I remember I was quite intentional. I went to the class. Imagine this is a class, European, Thai people all over the place. So I came up, I went up. I said, hey guys, we're going to start the class in 5 minutes' time. I remember I purposely go and buy a can of Chang beer, you know, Thai beer. Right? I said, class is going to start in 5 minutes' time. So y'all sit down. Then I purposely, boop, then I glug. I downed the whole can. But I still remain sober, praise God. Okay, so I do glug. I thought I drink. So as I did that, I could see the Thai Christian, they look at me, they don't even know where to look. They're like, is this really happening? They don't know where to look. They are so paisan. So I put down, I finish, I put aside, then I just teach. So after the first segment, we went for a break. So during the break, the European brothers, they came to me, hey, pastor, where do you get beer? Can I get a can for myself, please? You know? And I said, no, I just buy for myself. Then after the break, I came up, I told the people, I said, guys, you know, I intentionally did what I did in the beginning of the session by drinking a can of beer to teach everyone to choose love over rights. Those of us who are European, you must be mindful when you minister in a Thai culture. Like during the break, don't insist that, you know, every meal I must have beer. Because now you're in Thailand, so you got to be mindful. And those of you who are Thai people, right, don't be so easily offended. Have a heart and understand their culture. So that was the point. Choose love over rights. And just that, you know, I have not drank alcohol for a long time already. Because it's not helpful for my role in the church. All right, the only thing I come close to alcohol is drunken prawns, and sometimes my helper put hua tiao jiu. Then I'm like, okay, mabu already. Okay, so then you're never on your left and your right. Choose love over rights. Come on, choose love over rights. So that's the first thing. How do we cross culture? Secondly, how do we cross culture? We live for the gospel. We live for the gospel. What is Paul's motivation in giving up his rights? It is to preach the gospel. He was living for the gospel. If we read his writing, right, inspired by the Holy Spirit, it's very clear. No? He said this, to the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jew. I became like one not under the law, to win one not under the law. To those under the law, I became like one not under the law, to win those not under the law. To the weak, I became weak. So the gospel is his motivation. He wants to preach the gospel. Now, you go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23. Let's go to verse 23. The Bible says this. Paul says, come on, everybody, full voice, please. I do all this for the sake of the gospel. So say, I do all this. I do all this. Why do I have to, listen to me, Singaporeans and Malaysians and whatever country you come from. Why do I have to obligate myself to be like others? Why? Don't think I have rights? I have rights. Why? Why do I have to go and be like them, be like them? Why must I talk like them? Why must I go and do things that are not my pattern? Why? I do this for the sake of the Bible says, I do all this for the sake of the gospel. Now, if you look at verse 22b, he says that I have become all things to all people. Look at how all-encompassing Paul's writing is. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means, I might save some. Even though Paul understands that not everyone will be saved. But his heart attitude is that I'm a slave to all. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means, I can save some. You see, when we really understand this truth, brothers and sisters and friends, we will not say things like, this group of people, I cannot lah. This group of people, I cannot. This group of people, man, they talk too loud. This group of people got smell, I cannot. This group of people too rowdy. This group of people too cultured. Or this group too young. That group too rich. This group too poor. You know, like I one kind, I got my own pattern one. So they are not my pattern. We won't begin to say things like that. We won't begin to say things like that. You know, this is my firm belief from the depth of my heart. If our heart is right, anyone we reach out to, finally we will feel for them. I really believe so. Yes, I agree. There are some of us, our quant is more tailored to some pattern. I agree. But our hearts, if it's working right, we will feel for them. I may struggle in some areas, but if my heart is right, I will finally reach them. Because I will feel for them. You know why? Because human conditions are the same. Rich or poor, young or old man or woman, boy or girl, educated or simple, we all need Christ. Presented in different way. Yes, certain way, I think we can be a bit more relevant. Like you, that you share about your story, right? You name Rembrandt, well, you're very atas, Rembrandt. The only drawing other people know is graffiti, but you know Rembrandt. So maybe you can reach out to Rembrandt, you go to art class, you go to whatever. Like for me, you ask me to reach out to people who enjoy ballet, I will struggle, I tell you honestly. Ballet, maybe not my thing, but football, yes. Rugby, yes. Wrestling, okay, not so good, but also can, all right? But am I willing? I am willing. So give up our rights. Live for the gospel. When we understand how Jesus gave up his right and crossed intergalactic culture to reach us, by his grace, we can do the same. Live for the gospel. Number three. What else did Paul do? How do you cross culture? Number one, give up my rights. Number two, don't miss the goalpost. Why do you cross culture? Why must I become something that I'm not? Why must I reach out to the young people? Why must I reach out to the poor? Why must I talk to those people who talk too loudly? Why must I reach out to people who have smell? Why reach out to all these things? Why? For the sake of the gospel. Number three, getting very practical here. Train to prepare well. We got to train to prepare well. You see, Paul, after writing about giving up his rights, Paul gave examples of training and preparing well to preach the gospel. Now, go with me. So interesting. Watch. Verse 19, Paul says, though I'm free, I belong to no man, I make myself to everyone so as to win as many as possible. I'm telling you, I give you an example of what I've done. Paul says, right, to the Jews, I become like the Jews, not under the law, to the weak, I became weak, so as to win them, he said this. And then next part,
he went to this whole description of how he prepares himself. Now, let's look at what he said. He said, "Do you not know," he wrote to the church in Corinth, "that in a race, all the runners run, but only one gets the prize." You see, when Paul said this, the people get it. Because in the city of Corinth, there are some of these games, like Olympic game. So he said, "Do you not know, in your city, people run, and all the runners run, but only one get the prize." And then he said this to the people, "Run in such a way as to get the prize." Come on, go for goal. Run to get the prize. And then he said in verse 25, "Everyone who competes in the game goes into strict training." Those people who run, exercise, they work very hard. They go into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last. Why? Let me explain to you. In those days, the people, they compete in a race. They run very hard. They exercise. Those days, no gym machine, on cloud shoes, no whatever. So they run, they work very hard, they bleed and everything. And they do it to get the crown. Why is that crown those days? Because the winner in those days, they're going to have a tiara, right? Made of leaves. So wow, they're all so proud. "I work so hard, now finally I got my tiara made of leaves." And he said, this tiara will not last. Here today, gone tomorrow. But we do it for a crown that will last forever. Christian, we do it for a crown that will last forever. And then he said this, "Because I do it, I'm doing something that's eternal value." Verse 26, let me read for us. He said, "Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. I don't run aimlessly. I know my goal. I'm going to go for goal. I do not beat like one doing boxing, beating the air. I don't do shadow boxing. I go for kill. Floats like a butterfly, stings like a bee. I'm going to hit him. I'm going to bring him down. No." And then he said this, verse 27, "I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave." You know, the English word here, they write in a very, how should I say, in a very cultured way. But if you read the original language, you know what he's saying. Basically, he's saying that I beat my body blue and black. I beat my body blue and black. Basically, he's saying this, "Body, you listen to me. I am not going to listen to you. I tell you when to sleep. I tell you when to eat. I tell you when to be hungry." He said, "I beat my body blue and black. I plumbed my body blue and black to make my body my slave. Obey me, body. Obey me. This is a gift given by God. Obey me so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." So he's saying that I train. I work hard. I work hard. He said people in the world, they work so hard to get a prize that will not last. They work so hard. They do overtime to get paid, to get money, to climb the corporate ladder. Not wrong, but here today, gone tomorrow. You make a lot of money. You can't bring the money to you, with you when you die. You leave it to someone else. You don't know how this guy is going to spend the money. You work so hard, Olympic goal. Recently, my trainer tell me, Carl Lewis cannot walk anymore. Carl Lewis, those of you who grew up, man, he run nice. Now he cannot walk anymore. Nobody remembers Carl. Some of you, who is Carl Lewis, right? So he said that these people do it for a crown that will not last, but we do it for a crown that will last. Paul's point is simple. He's saying this, if athletes are willing to endure pain and discipline for a temporary crown, how much more should Christ's followers train and prepare well for the eternal gospel? That's what he's saying. If people are doing it for a crown that will not last, Christ's followers, we're doing it for a crown that will last forever. We got to give our very best. Now, for the last part of our sermon, let us get very practical. What are some ways we can train to prepare well for global missions? Now, let's start from ground zero. How do we do that? Let's work on the A, B, C, D discipleship journey. This is how we say it in our church. Next slide, please. Discipleship is a journey where everyone can take the next step. No one suddenly come to faith and then suddenly next week go for missions. We got to make sure everybody go through the A, B, C, D discipleship journey. If we miss this and then we think, how come no one responds for mission? Because we have missed the process.
What's A, B, C, D? Next slide, please. A, acknowledge Jesus as Lord and Savior. If you have already acknowledged Jesus as Lord and Savior, praise God. Congratulations, we are so happy for you. But we want to move you to the next step, to come to step B. What is step B? Belong to a local church. If you're not belonging to a local church, what are some issues that you are facing? Ask them. Is it about praying in tongues? Maybe some of you cannot pray in tongues. I want to let you know. I think we've got to be careful to not let this lie sit into our head that we cannot be baptized in the Holy Spirit. It's a lie. It's like somebody saying, right, like, I want to believe in Christ, but cannot lay. Why? Cannot lay. Why cannot? Just cannot lay. But the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth, believe in your heart, you'll be in your faith. Jesus also said that if you're hungry enough, you open up your mouth, you open up your heart, the Holy Spirit will flow you. So why is the issue? So we got to bring us up to the Bible, not bring the Bible down to us. So acknowledge Jesus as Savior, belong to a local church. Number three, move them to contribute. Everyone must contribute. Don't come to church just to sit down. In Chinese church, I always say this. I know it's a bit crude, but I'll say it. I say that, 不要只是来教会做. Alright, 不要来这边做礼拜, you know, because sometimes they're like, 做礼拜, 不要来做. 神不看你的屁股, 神看你的手, 神看你的眼睛, 你有东西都可以做. 有钱出钱, 有力出力, 没钱没力, 给你干垃圾, I say that, everybody, I mean it. I say, contribute. The hand and the heart are connected. I can tell you, some of us, we think that they're not ready. Some of them are not ready because they never contribute. Hope Church, you will never feel that Hope Church is your home church until and unless you contribute. You sit down there, you just like that. Today sermon very good, 5. Today worship not bad. Today chairman quite funny, whatever. Then you'll never feel this is home church. You can contribute. Can you smile? Be an usher. If you cannot smile, be security, right? So God, last time in early days of our church, we had this slogan, every face tell a story. Some of your face tell a very sad story, but it's still a story, amen. Right? Every face tell a story. We can help, we can serve. You got a hand? Can. Pastor, I'm not strong, cannot move speaker, no problem. Can move microphone, one microphone. Two of you can, then you move the sponge, you cannot, just move that, cannot. Can, get involved. The hand and the heart are connected. D, disciple. Make sure people disciple people. God, this is not a Hope Church thing for crying out loud. I just said to all the churches in Singapore just last Friday, I said, this is not my thing. This is not my church thing. God wants everyone to be a disciple. It's a God thing. And a true disciple makes disciple. A true disciple doesn't make attender. A true disciple doesn't make believer. A true disciple makes disciple. That's the role of discipleship. You're just going around. A true disciple make disciple, then 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 make disciple. That's how God works. So guys, if we want to do global mission, let's start there. So I want to urge all the pastors, all the leaders here, take some time, go to your what's the thing called? The thing you can see, the step, what's it called? My hope. Okay, this thing called My Hope, right? You go down there and you look through. Who are those people? Do a stock take. If this guy has been in church for so long, he received Christ 2 Christmases ago. Praise God. Hallelujah. We celebrated. We took photo. We all cried. His children come out. The whole family kneel down, cried. Praise God. Next week, he come to church. We still share the story. But 2 years later, for crying out loud, why are we still talking about him coming to faith? He should belong to the church. Why is not belonging to the church? What is it? Shakadabalaba cannot help him. Doesn't understand about the church thing. Help him. Help her. If he's been in church long enough, really belong here, sit down here, show the backside here. Got arms or not? Unless no arm, got arm or not? Got arm, do something. Use your arm, your time, your talent, your treasure. If you have been here long enough, disciple someone. Disciple someone. Government keep talking about TFR. The church will talk about TFR, right? Spiritual TFR. More than, I don't know, 1 point, whatever now. We need to reproduce ourselves spiritually. So let's start there. Next thing. Let's pray for people. Next one. Besides, take the next step. How do we move this thing, right? Pray for people from a different nationality and age group. I want to ask you,
to take the time to pray. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to you people from a different age group or a different nationality that you can pray. Perhaps some of you here have domestic helper. Maybe this is your fourth domestic helper. And then you think, all my domestic helper has come from Indonesia. Maybe I should pray for Indonesia. Instead of just using them to serve my family, why don't I talk to them, find out about their home, find out about their country, and every night when I go to bed, Lord, I pray for the Indonesia, whatever his name or her name is in the other room. Lord, pray for her country. Why don't you start doing that? Why don't you reach out to people from a different age group? Some of you hold middle to high level position in your company, and every year there's always intern. Instead of always saying the same old thing, young people now very different. Young people very different. Of course, they are different, right? If they are the same as you, something is very wrong with you, right? They wear the clothes that you wear, they say the thing that you say. Hey, something is wrong. Of course, they are very different. Pray for them. Pray for the young people. So number two, pray for a different nationality and age group. Number three, get involved. Get involved. Get involved. The hand and the heart are connected. Get involved. Let me share a novel idea with all of you, right? Sunday service, right? What time do we end? We end around 11, right? How about life group leader, one day, right, like later, okay, take your life group, right, to go Myanmar at Peninsula Plaza. How about that? Go to Peninsula Plaza. Before you go, let's experience the culture and also pray. We're going to talk to people. Maybe God will bring you a Myanmar who has the calling of an apostle Paul. How about that? Talk to them. Talk to them. Find out about their life. Befriend them. Invite them to church, to international service. Celebrate with them. Maybe someone will just open up their hearts. And then they come to faith. They know Jesus. They grew up in the faith. And then one day, either by choice or by circumstances, they have to go back to their country. And when they go back, they can bring the gospel back to the country. It's possible. So instead of just gathering on our own, talk about same old, why don't we go a little Myanmar? Why don't we do that? We have more openings than we think. Why? Because not only are we to go to the world has also come to Singapore. So we can reach them. We can reach them. Some of us, how many of you here, right, can speak Mandarin? Come on, lift up your hands. I'm not saying speak Mandarin well, okay? 辣椒多一点, tang the gan the also okay. Right? Chizo, gan gan. Even the Indian also can. Okay, Chizo. Do you know, my friend, that now in Hope Singapore, we have 4 Mandarin services. Last week, the West Mandarin service started already. Right, we have in the West, the East, Northeast, yesterday right here, and also in the Axis area, right? We have 4 Mandarin services. So can I encourage you, right? Why don't you step out to go and serve in the Mandarin side, to add strength to the Mandarin side. Do something that will stretch your faith. I want to encourage you to do that. Speak to your pastors, speak to your leaders about it. Lastly, obviously, go for missions trip. Go for missions trip. Both short-term and long-term missions trip. I really want to encourage you on short-term mission trip. Now, listen, guys. Life group leader, I give you a tip, all right? Bring your life group for mission trip. One mission trip is worth 20 life group meetings in Singapore. I'm really telling you, go for mission trip. All right? Go on mission trip. Do something together. Go and serve. Go and help people. Go and preach the gospel. Go on a mission trip together. So this is our stats. Let's next slide, please. We have set a goal to have 200 mission trip for this year. So far, we are 31. All right. Usually in the middle of the year, the end of the year, we will see a lot more mission trip, but this is how it is. Next one, I also want to challenge us to go for longer-term church
planting. Let me show you the next slide. The countries that we are working towards. You can take a picture if you want to, okay? So these are countries that we are working to plant in: Australia, Indonesia, Japan, Kazakhstan, Laos, Malaysia, Vietnam, Thailand, Taiwan, South Korea, and New Zealand. I really want to encourage you to be able to do that. It's so interesting. I want to share the story about Gary and Celeste. They worship in Access Adults, and their children are in Access Student. Gary, Celeste, this is your story. The family is such an inspiration. Let me read to you their story. This is written by Gary. Gary is about 50 over years old. He said this: God first spoke to me in 2019 during one of our many trips to Hokkaido. At one stop, while admiring the scenery, I sensed God speak clearly. Beautiful, isn't it? I replied, yes. Then came the words that changed my life. I created all this, and yet so few people here know me. Will you come? In that moment, I knew this was not for myself. I don't think I could have said no. That question planted a seed that grew into a deep conviction that God is calling our family. In response, we began to realign our lives. We downsized our home, Singaporean. This is unthinkable. 50 over years old. We downsized our home and simplified our lifestyle to free ourselves for the missions. We then took practical steps, going on 2 short-term missions to Sapporo and started learning Japanese as a family. Celeste, the wife, chose to step forward with me in faith, even with uncertainties ahead. Instead of attending a physical school in Singapore after his O-level, my son Nathaniel committed to homeschooling his A-levels to stay aligned with our move. Natasha, our daughter, took intentional steps towards Japan by applying to a university in Sapporo. Then came a defining moment. On the 16th of March 2026, we learned that our visa application to Japan was rejected. Despite ticking all the boxes, it was a real setback, disappointing and not what we expected after taking steps of obedience. We had to wrestle with this question: did we hear God correctly? The rejection was hard, but we don't have all the answers. But we decided to keep going and trusting God. We are still exploring ways to enter Japan. Both our children are going on a short-term missions trip to Japan without the adults. In the end, we know that God will make a way. As Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and verse 6, the Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight. We are beginning, Gary said, to understand that obedience is not about having everything figured out. It's about trusting God enough to take the next step. As God nudges your heart, do not ignore it. Start small, Gary said, if you have to. But for crying out loud, start. God will meet you along the way. Let's give Gary and Celeste and the children a big hand. Can we do that? Come on, let's give them a big hand. Preparing well. Preparing well. This one cannot bluff, right? Singaporean, you know. 50 over years old. Downsized the flat. A-level homeschool. Can go uni in Singapore, but go all the way to Sapporo. Cannot bluff. What's the motivation? The gospel. The gospel. Experience the reality of God. The reality of God. They're not superhuman beings. They're just men and women like you and I. But they want to step forth to trust God. Let's do something for Jesus. Let's stand together, shall we? All over this place. Come on, let's stand. Hallelujah. Shikala bahare behira baham ba 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 kala baham ba. Shikala baha ba 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 ba. Let's worship God. Come.
It was my cross you bore, so I could live and the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Shame is gone. I stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name. Your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise.
Amen.
You're the name above all names.
Come, let's lift our hands.
Let's exalt Christ in this place.
Let's exalt Christ in our life.
Your glory fills this place.
Amen.
You alone deserve our praise.
Yes.
You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. So be exalted now in the heavens. As your glory fills this place, you alone deserve our praise. Come on. You alone deserve our praise. worthy is your name.
Let's lift our hands, come on, all over this place. Let's begin to pray right now. Come on, people. Hallelujah. Come on, fill this place. Oh, fill this place with praise. Fill this place with worship. Oh, come on, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Oh, let's capture His heart. Our heart, our God is a global God. He loves globally. He redeems globally. Oh, every eyes is closed, every head is bowed. I'd like to invite you. You know, the God that we worship is a global God. To us, we may think only about Singapore, about our race, our kind of food. But our God is a global God. The Bible says, for God so loved the world. He loves globally, He redeems globally. So can I invite all of us? We all need to grow in our heart. Not just you. I need to grow in our heart. Can I invite every eyes closed, every head bowed, that we'll lay our hands on our own heart and ask God to expand our heart for global missions. It's not for what last time we used term like church planter or whatever that seems so inaccessible. It's for everyone. Everyone. If you are a Christian, you're called to be a global person. So can I invite right now, let's just lay hands on our hearts. Everybody, come, let's lay hands on our hearts. Let's pray together, shall we? All over this place. Hallelujah. Shikara bahare behira bahamba. Shakara bahare behira bahar ba 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 kara bahamba ba 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 ba. Let's capture God's heart. Let's capture God's heart. Hallelujah. Shikara bahare behira bahamba. The fact that we pray in the Spirit, a language that we don't understand, but God understands, this shows us how very God's idea is for the whole world. Shikara bahare behira bahare behira bahamba. Oh, shikara behira bahare behira bahare behira bahaba bahara bahare behira bahara. Oh, shikara behira bahare behira bahare behira bahare behira. Oh, chukora bahare behira bahara. Shikara behira bahare behira bahare behira bahaba bahara bahare behira bahaba bahara bahare behira bahare bahare behira. Oh, shikara behira bahaba bahara bahare bahare behira bahaba. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. Lord, I am no Bible scholar, but even I, a simpleton, knows that you are a God that is global. As you read the Bible, oh God, you love everyone. Whatever skin color, whatever language, whatever food, whatever SES, stature, Lord, you love every single one. Lord, if we truly worship you, we will become like you. And as we become like you, we will capture your heart for the whole world. Lord, expand our heart, oh Lord. Expand my heart, oh God. Do a new work in our heart. Whatever practical steps that I've shared with all of us, help us to work at it with all our hearts, oh God. Help us not just hear, but be doer of your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Every eye closed, every head bowed. The last group of people I want to speak to are those among us who do not yet know Jesus. You may have been to church before. You may have a Christian name. You may come from a Christian family. Your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, girlfriend may be Christian. But the truth about you is that you have never, ever personally asked Jesus to come into your life. I want to let you know that Jesus loves you. And this is your day. This is your day where you can open up your hearts and receive Jesus into your life as your Lord and Savior. In a moment's time, I'm going to lead you to pray this prayer. This prayer is specially designed for those of us who are saying yes to Jesus for the first time. I'd like you to pray with me with as much sincerity as you know how. And those of us who are already Christian, can I invite you to pray together with them as well, so that we are able to usher these people into God's kingdom, righteous, holy before Him. Would you pray together with me? Say, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
One more time. Say, dear Jesus.
Dear Jesus.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
I confess that I'm a sinner.
And I want to thank you.
And I want to thank you.
For dying on the cross.
For dying on the cross.
For my sins.
For my sins.
Right now.
Right now.
I invite you.
I invite you.
To come into my life.
To come into my life.
Be my Lord.
Be my Lord.
Be my Savior.
Be my Savior.
Help me to become.
Help me to become
the kind of person.
The kind of person
I was created to be.
I was created to be.
I pray all this.
I pray all this
in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.